It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, October 2nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The website Reddit has grown exponentially in recent years. It now accepts 19 million up or down votes every day on links to everything from celebrity or expert advice to pornography. This weekend, thousands of the website's users will be going offline to gather in the real world for Reddit's second global day of service. Redditors plan blood donation in Sydney, Australia, and park cleanups in Austin, Texas, plus much more. Eric Martin is Reddit's general manager. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Tell me what the goal of this service day is.
Sure. So we've had a lot of meetups that were sort of service or volunteer oriented in the past that have happened organically in the different local communities. So we thought we could really catalyze more participation by sort of declaring one day of the year where everyone around the world meets up and does some sort of volunteer activity. And the goal, I think, is one to foster more community in those local areas, which is good for Reddit. But the bigger goal is just to get more people involved in something that matters in their local community.
Just like the internet and any sort of technology, Reddit seems to have equal opportunities for good and evil, right? So is part of this also a response to outsiders and the way that they think about Reddit?
I don't think it's a response. I mean, this will be our second year we're doing it. We've been having meetups for a long time. I do think that Reddit and large online communities, have enormous power, and sometimes that can have a negative effect, but most of the time it has a positive effect. So we definitely want to encourage and facilitate more positive things from happening. That's sort of our jobs as administrators of the site.
What's the most incredible thing you've seen accomplished through Reddit in the real world?
There was an incident that happened after the tsunami in Japan. There was a Japanese person who was, I think, studying abroad in the U.S. And when the news broke, one of the hard-hit regions was where his grandmother was living. And he just made a comment, "My grandmother lives in that area and I'm really worried about her and I can't get in touch." And another commenter who happened to be an expat living in that area of Japan said, "Oh, well, I'm in that area. Where's your grandmother?" And so he went and checked in on this stranger halfway around the world's grandmother. And that connection for those two people was really powerful. But because so many other people were sort of there and they watched the process of this sort of improbable scenario happen, that was really powerful for all of us to see that.
Eric Martin is the general manager of Reddit. Eric, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
There's a much longer version of my conversation with Eric Martin. That's at marketplacetech.org. And before we go, one good thing has come out of the federal government shutdown so far. Yes, it's a Twitter hashtag. Hashtag government shutdown pickup lines, to be exact. Occupy Wall Street tweeted, "Hey baby, don't let me sleep Obama self tonight." And a bunch of others had some version of, "Don't worry about the Library of Congress shutting down. You can still check me out." Well then, we'll leave you to search out the rest. You can check us out on Twitter at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.